Ram Dass said, "The next message you need is always right where you are." Living in the now means that our total focus, thoughts, attention, and feelings are directed on the current moment and task. While the technique for staying in the moment is simple, learning to be present is not always easy. Like most habits we want to develop, it requires practice. One of my favorite quotes on practice is by Alexander Lieberman. He says, "Practice makes permanent. The regular daily practice of being present-minded and staying in the moment will help you to incorporate the habit of living in the now into your regular way of experiencing life. Being present allows you to experience the fullness of life in every moment. Most often our minds are drifting off to reflect on past events or imagining and worrying about future events or both. Looking back on past events can bring us happiness provided the past events were joyful ones and we recognize that this is the moment that we're choosing to reflect on memories rather than attempting to relive a past time or trying to change past events. Looking ahead to the future can also bring us happiness. If the vision we paint in our minds is one of joy, success, and accomplishment of our goals. If, on the other hand, we look to the future worrying about possible hardships, problems, worst-case scenarios, we are giving our precious living-in-the-now energy to solving issues that don't exist and may never happen. Life is filled with challenges to overcome. But by staying in the present moment and living in the now, we have the focus and mental clarity to deal with whatever comes our way. If we allow our attention to drift into worrying about how this will impact our future or considering the many possible impending disasters, we won't have the capacity to effectively deal with the issues at hand. Since the past is the past and can't be relived, and the future has not yet occurred and so cannot be lived, the present moment is all we have. When we're focused on the present moment, we're okay. We can handle this moment no matter what might be happening, no matter how difficult, because we're living in the now. Time is a human concept that we've conceived for the purpose of communicating and coordinating effectively with others. It's an artificial mechanism that we have come to accept as a genuine measurement of our life experience. But the actual existence of time, in the way we think of time, itself is argued by scientists and physicists. We are so indoctrinated into the concept of time that we've created that we have difficulty even accepting the perspective of living in the now. And so it's important to form the habit of being present-focused. What are we thinking about? Often our minds will wander into places we wouldn't consciously choose to travel. Before we know it, we're remembering events that annoyed or upset us, bringing these events into our present moment. Or our minds are racing off into the future, worrying about some non-existent possibility, even though at the present moment, nothing's wrong and we're just fine where we are. Becoming aware of when our thoughts are escaping into unwanted terrain and bringing them back to the task at hand is the first step in building a new habit of living in the now. One way to bring our thoughts back to the present is to draw our attention to our five senses, to the sounds, sights, smells, sensations, and flavors in our present moment. How often do we eat a meal but don't savor the taste because instead of enjoying our meal, we're thinking about something else? Really listening to people when we're having a conversation, rather than listening to our own thoughts, keeps us living in the moment. Giving our full focus and attention to what someone is saying engages us in the moment. So often we find that we're thinking about something else or thinking about what we're going to say next while we're having a conversation, rather than giving our attention to the speaker. We often spend our precious present moment time making lists in our mind as we try to keep track of thoughts, tasks, concerns. Keeping a piece of paper handy so we can jot down these thoughts as they occur to us allows us to free our minds of future concerns and return to living in the now.